So welcome, everyone, to Social Media for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is Adela Rubio with ConsciousBusinessTelesummit.com. And this call is a private call for folks who actually purchased the Conscious Business Telesummit in November. I didn't even promote this call to anyone. So this is a call for you. Thanking you, you know, in appreciation of you. I actually came up with it as I was doing the Conscious Business Telesummit write-up first time around. For folks like us who are a little different, and, you know, how we can use social media powerfully to build our online tribe. So thank you very much for being here, and welcome, everyone. So I've got different than my energy shifts in the morning. I actually have an outline and an agenda and things we're going to cover because this is a training call. But before we get started on the training call, let's just take a moment just to take a nice deep breath and exhale. And I am going to go on Q&A just because there's breathing. So let's just take a nice deep breath again and exhale. And just take a moment to link up and sync up. Just feel your body open, ripple and flow. So that everything's fluid. Ideas are fluid. Your feelings are fluid. Whatever you think about social media, it's all fluid. It's all in movement. So we're going to do some things during the call that may be a little bit different. If you've been on my Conscious Business Telesummit calls, this is not strange to you. So we're just going to cover a number of things, but I do want to unmute the line in a moment and just get some check-ins just before we get started, just to see how we line up, because I'll go dynamically with what happens on the call also. So this is what I was thinking of covering today. Why social media? Not only the bigger question, why social media, but why you social media? Your why of social media. I think that's really important. Exploring your social media style. I, of course, have checked in energetically to the four main avenues of social media that I'm going to be covering today. And they have different energy. They have a different style. They have a different speed. They have different nuances. And so we're going to tune into that and also get what's your social media style. Then I'm going to share how I use social media to create relationships, personally and professionally, right? There are ways that I do it that I've gotten great success with, and I am certain that there are people on this call that are having some success with social media and how they're doing it. So this is a collaborative adventure as usual. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you and seeing what works for you. Then I'm going to go into some details on strategies for using social media. I'm going to talk about some of my pet peeves, the things that I find that we could do so much better, and some of the things that are really easy to do to connect and create a wonderful relationship with folks online, and not only build your own tribe, but build one another's tribes. Then I'm going to share a couple, and really I only have two that are like my two elite online watering holes. There are two places where I get so much support, so much connection, and actually there's probably three now, and places where people just naturally want to spread the word about me, and I do that for others too. We do it for one another. So I'll share those also. And then I don't use a lot of Twitter tools. You know, you do a search on Google for Twitter tools, and you can go crazy with different apps for Twitter. I'm really into the idea that less is more. We're already so info-glutted. I think that we really need to be aligned with our energy. And anytime you're feeling frazzled about something, something is not lined up. If you're feeling frantic about social media, if you're feeling like, you know, this is just not working, what am I doing wrong? you know, just relax. You may not be aligned with the essence of you. It may not be your style. There may be just some things that just need to be realigned for you. So we'll cover some of these things in today's call. There'll be a lot of information that I'm going to be sharing. And so I'm going to, the call is 90 minutes, and I was going to put it for 2 hours, and I didn't. But we're going to try to cover as much as we can. If there are questions, I will answer the questions. And some of these resources I am going to share via email. And there will be a transcript of this call, so it will be all in writing. So if you want to jot a couple of things down that just, like, hit you, wonderful. But don't feel like you have to capture it. It would be more valuable for you to experience the content right now. See where are the areas for you to explore and see what it is that you're going to get on this call. So take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just launch your intention, what you would like to get out of this call. And don't make it 10 things. Just an overarching intention. And then you'll see how that gets delivered on this call and how it will ripple in the ensuing hours and the next few days. And, of course, I am always available to those of you that are in my community and have purchased my products. I'm always available to answer questions, adela@adelarubio.com. So what I'd like to do now before I get started is I'd just like a couple of check-ins as to your intention for the call. And so you're going to have to press star 7 to unmute and share. And remember, just share your first name and then what your intention is for this call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Adela.
Hi.
It's this is Mary Claiborne. I was just listening to one of your telesummit recordings, and I had to get off of that and get on to this. So my intention is really just always to learn a little bit more. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I love Twitter. I think that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to listen and hear what I have to learn.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
And so you can just press star 7 to go back on mute, so that way the line is really nice and clean. And everyone will get a copy of the audio and the transcript, which will probably take about a week. So who's next?
Sharon in Bainbridge Island.
Sharon or Karen?
Sharon.
Sharon.
An F. I really want to thank you for what you just said, that we can listen in and experience. That's so important. I think the experience is more important than all the facts. And my intention is I'm new at all of this, and I want all of this information to flow with ease in alignment with the essence of who I am so I can be true and authentic.
Yeah, I hear that. True and authentic. That's who we want to connect to anyway, Sharon. You know, when we make these connections on social media, you know, we're connecting to real people.
And I feel that with you, and I honor that in you. I've learned that.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, let's bring it on. Let's bring on being real, being exactly who we are. And we're going to be those are going to be the perfect people for us. It's so easy to do that. So thank you so much, Sharon. And there's noise on the line, so I don't know who that's from. So press star 7 if you don't mind after you're through speaking. And I'll see if it's someone else that wants to check in. Who's next?
Hi, Adela. Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Adela. The thing that struck me most with what you said was less is more. And I can get pretty overwhelmed by all the different options on the web and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and this and that. And I think my intention is to find the one thing that will be a really good vehicle for me to use my writing to connect with people who are going to resonate with what I'm doing.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And just press star 7 after you're done. There's some really ruffling, crazy noise in the background. Oh, okay. It's gone now. Thank you. Yeah, and there's different levels of noise when you dial in on a cell phone. And I know, we all want to be connected, and we don't want to miss out, and we want to be on these calls, and it's wonderful. So just, you know, I'm asking for the understanding of everyone who's on the phone, on these lines, to just bear. Sometimes there is a rough connection, but it's important for people to share. It's important for people to participate, so we can put up with it for a little bit. So thank you. Thanks, Rose, for checking in. I'm certain you're going to get your pieces, and that's the thing. You don't have to get the whole thing. You're going to have the audio. You're going to have the transcripts. You know, you can go back and refer, but see what you get today and then play with it. Just dive into whatever piece you get today, step into it, and make it yours. Thank you. Who's next?
Thank you.
This is John from Minnesota.
Hey, John.
My intention is similar to the other two ladies, and I summed it up in one word. It's exploration. For me, I want to find out what the right social media avenues and activities will make the best for me.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, John. And I do think that these things, like, fit us like a glove. I've noticed for myself where I hang out the most, and it's really interesting because energetically I checked in before this call, and I'm going to confess, I've been percolating this call for weeks, and then there was stuff going on with my dad. We had to do physical therapy, and there was all this fun stuff that came in the way, so I kept postponing the call. But I actually wrote the notes like an hour before the call. And I just don't want you guys to get shocked or anything like that. I bet you a lot of you are like this too. But it's all here, folks. It's not like we have to create, you know, like this really crazy curriculum when we're sharing things with other people. The right bits and pieces show up. I think that what happens is we have to get to a place where we're really feeling confident with our level of personal energy mastery and that we have access to just what we need. So, and there's really someone very noisy, scratching, moving around, going on, and I don't want to go on to lecture mode. But I am for a moment. So it's important to really have this sensation, this feeling, this knowing that you've got the bits that you need right now to move, to take some action, to dive into the social media networking. And it's interesting because a lot of times that word networking comes in and out because I've had an interesting relationship with networking. And really it feels like social media for conscious entrepreneurs for me. It's about social media. It is about this relationship that we're creating with one another. That is amazing. The ability to connect now is extraordinary. So thank you, John. I'm going to go back on Q&A. And so if anyone, I'll take two more people to check in because it's 4:15. Two more people with your intention, *7. And if you unmuted before and I muted the line, that's because it was scratchy and I had trouble hearing myself. So who's next?
Well, this is Vera from Hawaii.
Hey, Vera.
And you know what? My goal is that I'm so busy with trying to make my business work that I feel a little that I still don't know or didn't have the time to understand how can I naturally connect with people on these social networks. I know that I have to stop trying to do this as a job. I want to have fun with it, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, fun. Absolutely. If this is a job, forget it. The energy is going to be flat.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you feel like you have to do this, oh, my God, you know, they told me I got to do social networking.
One more thing I have to do.
Exactly. Know? One more thing. You know, and one of the answers may be, guess what? It may not be for you. It may be for your VA to do for you. You know, that may be one of the answers. This isn't for everybody. Not everybody wants to be engaged like this. Not everyone, this is their natural style. Just because it is a way to really build a tribe and connect with other people, and it's a wonderful tool professionally and personally, just because of that doesn't mean that it's going to be the tool for you. So be open to that too, Vera. You know, be open to exploring how you could enjoy it. And then also, if even after, you know, after today's call, if you find, well, okay, still not enjoying it, you know, it may be something.
I hope that we enjoy.
Yeah, it may be something just to explore is what I'm saying. So.
Thank you. Thank you,
okay.
Adele.
Thank you, Vera. One more person. Check in. One more. Star 7 to unmute. And thank you for muting, Vera. Anyone else? I'll check the webcast, see if we've got anybody on there that wants to check in. And I don't see anything on the webcast. Okay, going once, going twice. All right, well, we do have a small group, so we'll just make the best of it. So I just wanted to share, if in case, you know, you needed any convincing or you were wondering, you know, still, if you were still wondering, should you be participating in social media? I pulled up some stats on Facebook because they were really, since it's all on one, since Facebook isn't like Twitter, Twitter has a lot of different clients, a lot of ways that you can access Twitter. So I found that the statistics on Twitter were varying, and they were all over the map. But the ones for Facebook were pretty solid. So there are more than 350 million active users on Facebook. And 50% are active users, and they log in every day. 35 million update their status every day. There are more than 3.5 billion pieces of content. That's web links, stories, blog posts, notes, photos, all that stuff, shared every week, every week. 3.5 billion every week. Fan pages have created more than 5.3 billion fans. That's huge. I saw somewhere that if Facebook were a country, it would be the fifth largest in population. That's 350 million users. That tells us a lot. Number one, it shows us that we do want to connect and that technology is providing us a way in our modular, fractured world where there's so much information and everything is coming in at such extraordinary speeds. It's showing us that we can morph, that our way of interacting socially is also being impacted by technology. And many of the friendships that I have today were actually started, actually, I think most of my best friends are all internet friends, people that I met on the internet years ago, and that we have since, through one thing or another, either deciding to attend a conference together or deciding to visit one another, we've met in person and we have become friends. So I think it's an evolution of where we are, and it's only going to escalate. Now you can have Twitter if you've got an iPhone or if you've got a BlackBerry. You can have your favorite apps, taking them with you. You know, you don't have to be at home. You don't have to be at a desktop or a laptop. So it's here. It's here. So one of the things that I wanted to explore first is discovering your why for social media. So let's take a nice deep breath and exhale. Let's just really intend to have our full awareness, not only our intellect engaged in this conversation around social media for conscious entrepreneurs, but have full access to our essence. So take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel your essence as if it resides inside of you, being sourced from an unending supply of sourceness, being sourced from the infinite, from the boundless, and arising in your body, occupying every cell. And there is so much of your essence available that it spills beyond your skin. And it fills the room. It fills your house. It keeps rippling and rippling like a pebble in the pond until it touches everything and everyone. And it's as big as creation and spills into unknown spaces. And in this fullness of your essence, it's so easy to feel, to sense, and to know yourself, one another, all that is, everything. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is off limits. Everything is open and accessible. And so as you check in with this phenomenon known as social media, we're going to be talking about four today. And so I'm just going to ask you to tune in energetically. And what that means is just notice how you feel. Notice what you sense. Notice what comes up for you as we explore each one. We're going to do two things. We're just going to notice the energy of each one. And then we're going to see if we get a yes. And a yes is something very palpable in the body. You've experienced a yes many, 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 many times in your life. It's a full body response, a full energy engagement. It's a no-doubt zone. So take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And allow these four social medias that we're going to cover today, which are Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and blogging. And feel them enveloped in the energy of your why. So you don't even have to know the why intellectually. Just allow the why. There's a reason that you're here on this call. There's a reason social media is front and center for you, that you've taken the time today to explore it. There's a reason that you have accounts, many of you, on these platforms. And there's a reason for this engagement. There's a why here. So take a nice deep breath and feel yourself fully connected to that why and just feel it like a luminescent sphere. And within that luminescent sphere of your why, of the reason, just feel those four platforms. Kind of feels like the price is right, you know, door number one, door number two, door number three, door number four. Except you can actually know without even opening the door which one is for you. So let's just tune in a moment to Twitter. And just notice how that feels. You may know that intellectually, it is a microblogging platform, which means it limits you to 140 characters, which means you have to communicate essence. It's quick. It's lightning fast. Conversations are like zip, 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 zip. There's a lot of back and forth. And those are the juiciest ones. The unidirectional communications feel flat. The exchange, the connection, the enlivening is very sparkly on Twitter. And notice what your body says. Can I get a yes? Take another nice deep breath and exhale. Let's tune into Facebook. And just know that in an instant you know. I'm just elaborating a little bit for some folks who may take a little bit more time to know. But knowing is instantaneous. Feeling and sensing are right now in this moment available and accessible to you. So notice Facebook. Facebook feels a lot more social, family and friends. It's a community. A different kind of community. It feels tribal to me. The energy is tribal. And it doesn't have the intensity that Twitter has. It's a place where you can really develop a relationship. You get to see people because there's a lot more that people can share here. There are albums. People can link up their blogs. People can create notes. They can keep track of your birthdays, the gazillion apps. There's just, it feels a little bit more like a playground. And just notice your yes. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And let's check in with LinkedIn. And just notice how that feels for you. Some of what I get is it's much more structured. It has more of a positioning, more of a face. It's almost it's a certain outfit. And there's a certain level of connection that's different. It feels very intellectual to me here, very much of the intellect. And we know a lot of it is about the business world. So there's a different energy. There's also a status of feeling here, like a position in a tribe feels to me. So, alrighty, take another nice deep breath. And notice your yes around that, too. And on the exhale, just release, open, flow. Now notice blogs, just the energy of blogs, whether you have one or not. And notice how that feels. A blog to me feels like it can either be my house or it can be a room in my house. And a lot of that has to do with who writes the blog. But it is a home space to me. Even though it may be something for your business. It's a place that speaks of you, and in it you speak, whether you speak with your words, whether you share your videos, whether you share your audios. It's a personal vehicle for transpersonal communication. And a blog, if no one is speaking back to you, again, is unidirectional and not too sparkly. But the minute that you dive into a conversation that other people can connect with, it is an extraordinary place. And so a lot about a blog is about how willing are you to be true? How willing are you to be really you? Take a nice deep breath and exhale. Feel your yes, maybe. And so tune into your why. And your why is really going to solidify your yes. And there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. There's just the answer right now. And so just notice why. Why do you want to connect? Why do you want a tribe? Why? Take another nice deep breath. Exhale. Expand that luminescent sphere even bigger and feel that why connected to your purpose. Your big why. Why are you here? Why? To be brilliant, of course, but specifically, who are you being when you are being essentially you? Take a nice deep breath. Exhale. Allow that to ripple, rippling through that sphere of why, rippling through the different platforms of social media and connection. And let's go off the map. Allow the ripple to continue. And notice where else besides social media the connection is calling. I am certain it is also asking you to play in a number of different places. And so notice what that is. And see how there's a weave between it all and how one feeds the other. And so though you may be in social media, someplace in cyberspace, it's all about leading you to what's real here and now. It's all about these real and true connections here and now. And so see and feel yourself through the vehicle of social media, building your tribe online and offline. And just feel the ripple of that. And notice what you notice. And notice what you know. So I would like to check in. I'm going to switch to Q&A mode, and I'd like to hear a few people check in with what, just your experience, anything that may have come up for you, any aha that may have dawned on you, anything, whatever it is. Press star 7. And who would like to share?
Hi, Della.
Yes.
Right, Rose. I just wondered what came to me during that was I feel like I'm actually learning to work in a totally different way right now. You know, right now in these last few days, it's like it feels like it's about just really going with the flow and following following what interests me. And I've been spending a lot of time with emails and that sort of thing, and a lot of the time it feels like I'm not working, you know, and I should be doing something else. But actually, I just intuitively feel that this is the way to go. And what I got from myself from that was Facebook and blog, and to have some sort of, you know, as you're saying, blog is where I can do more of the sort of, the real deeper stuff. And then Facebook is where the community can interact with that. And that feels like a kind of, there could be a nice flow between those two things.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, wonderful. And you know what I'm loving is, you know, there's always all these experts that tell you, build your business and blah, you know, blah, 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 if you do ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just does not speak to me. It just, for me, it just does not speak to me. Not to say that they don't have results, but for someone like me, it doesn't have results because I must be in the dynamic flow. And I know. And so there's nothing that can replace your own knowing. And it's wonderful to have experts. It's wonderful to have people that are a little bit ahead of the curve that know things. But you are the ultimate authority, and you really have to feel the yes in your own being. Because, you see, then it fuels you. Then it's not like, oh, my God, I've got to put, what am I going to put on Twitter? And don't think that energy doesn't get translated. You know, people get it. We're all energetic beings. Some of us are more conscious of it than others, but we are all communicating all the time without words. And even through the words, people get your energy, even if it's written. People get it.
Yeah.
So there's no sense in doing anything where the energy isn't flowing, right, Rose?
Yeah, absolutely. No sort of pushing. No pushing to make it happen. Just allowing it to happen, allowing it to, that you use the word play, just allowing the energy to play.
Yeah.
Great.
Makes sense.
Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you, Rose.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to check in next. Star 7's on mute.
This is John.
Hi, John.
You just helped me with
seeing those four different things from a different perspective. And I'm starting to apply your tribal identification more and more, and it really did flow for me here. I really like the comment about Facebook being your tribal playground. I also, it corroborated what I thought of Facebook and LinkedIn, where Facebook is more a social community and LinkedIn to me is more of a business community. But there is a connection between the two. And what I think of that is I'm looking to how best to use those two.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, Twitter I've specifically stayed away from because it scares the heck out of me. Because it is quick and juicy.
That's my favorite one.
And I think it should be my favorite one, too.
No, well...
But, where my anxiety has come from is that, to me, I have to always be present. And that's my concern, is being always present on Twitter.
Mm.
And I almost feel very similar to that in blogging, is that blogging, I think, how can I be creatively writing a blog consistently? And I'll tell you what I got from the conversation you just had. In the tribe, blogging could be the reporter, Walter Cronkite, saying, and that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things do go hand in hand. Now I see Facebook as opening up to a very social community. LinkedIn opening up to a very business-oriented, structured community. Sometimes I think LinkedIn is more executives as much as it is all of us together. Twitter could be the way to communicate with both.
Yeah, I think they all have their uses, and I'll go into how I use them in a little bit. But I think it's really important to align with your essence and your style and what feels like a good match for you, you know, because it doesn't matter that everyone's Twittering and, you know, and, wow, everyone's on Twitter. If Twitter does nothing for you and it just goes contrary to your style, well, then, you know, don't do it or have someone else do it for you if you feel that it's important in terms of your business presence.
Right.
I will tell you that when I check people out, the first thing I do is see if they're on Twitter. That's the first thing I do. I'm constantly doing searches for people, looking for people and seeing if they're on Twitter. So thank you, John.
Thank you.
Great. One more check-in.
Hi, Adela. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I just wanted to thank you because you just gave me permission to do it my way. I've been listening to everybody. I'm so new at this. I have a website, but that's it. And I've been listening to, you know, all of these telesummits, and I'll get, oh, this is great, and I've got it all written down. And then I go into gridlock. And my question has been, what's my flow here? Flow is the right word. Like, mm-hmm. How can I one that fits me best and flow into the next one and follow the energy? That's the permission you just gave. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, Sharon. I'm so glad. Yeah, everyone has permission to do it their own way.
I'm at peace with this now, and I have been in anxiety with excited anxiety, but anxiety.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas of how to use them, because I don't go crazy. Like, I remember everyone, you know, I had been on those telesummits too, Sharon, you know, confession time,
yes.
You know. Create a Facebook page. And if you don't mind, Sharon, just *7, because I think I'm getting noise or feedback from where you are. And if you've got something else to add, then we'll go back. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. And I actually created, and this is how you know, folks, all right? I actually created, I remember when I had the art gallery with my soon-to-be ex-hubby. I created one for the gallery, and I did nothing with it. And then when I did Self-Care Mastery earlier in 2009, I created one, and I never announced it. And I was going to do one for something else that I was doing when I was doing a yoga studio here, and I never announced it. And I was like, oh, that'll be a clue. Stay away from Facebook. Everyone, there's so many people using the fan pages. And it may not even be about the fan pages. This is the thing that I've noticed. Sometimes it may just be a timing thing. And my business has been evolving so quickly. So much has been changing so quickly. My identity, you know, the number of domains that I have, it's crazy. It's crazy. So it may not even be about a right or a wrong. It may just be a timing thing with a lot of these features or a lot of these social media platforms. It may be that some of these platforms are more suited for you as you're in this, you know, morphing mode of, you know, creating and finding your business. And as you meet other people, as you interact, you start gelling, you start coming together, you start getting ideas, you start seeing something that somebody does, and you're like, ooh, and it'll spark and ripple something in you. So sometimes it's not about the intellectual understanding of, you know, this isn't for me. It may just be it's not for me now. That's the other thing, too. And to know that this, like everything else in life, is fluid. And if you're doing it just because you set it up or somebody said to do it, but you've got no energy for it, I would always explore when you don't have energy for something. And the other thing that I want to give you permission to do is this, and I know this is very anti-marketing. I'm going to get an F from the marketers. But I used to do a newsletter, and I love to write. And I love to write about energy, and I love to write about transformation and shifting and all that other kind of stuff. And then I discovered Telesummits, and it's an all-consuming adventure. And I stopped writing regularly my newsletter for about a year now. And so theoretically, you know, my subscribers, my people, you know, like I've lost my connection with them if you listen to conventional wisdom. And I would tell you there's nothing further than the truth, so long as you're transparent. And you clearly communicate with your tribe, everything's cool. And so for me, I never do anything unless I feel the energy for it, unless I'm aligned with it. I just can't write a newsletter to write the newsletter. Now, when I'm on fire, I'm on fire. And that's because I'm being sourced. I'm being propelled by the energy of life, and my essence is moving through me. And I can't help but express. That's real, that's dynamic, that's what people want. They want to know you. So you've got permission to break the rules. And I'm not saying, hey, be inconsistent. What I'm saying is follow your own energy. It tells you everything that you need to know. You know better than anybody. Doesn't mean you can't learn, but at the end of the day, if somebody says X and you feel Y, just because they're the expert does not make it yes. So thank you so much, Sharon, for bringing that up. One more share, and then I'm going to move on with content, because the shares are really important, because it really lands things, and it's also things that other people need to hear, because we're all experiencing a lot of these same things. So thank you. One more, star 7.
It's Sheila Adela.
Hey, Sheila.
And group. You couldn't hear me when I went outside on my cell phone. First of all, my intention initially was to be able to see how I could fit in, work in, you know, the different media in the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding or listening is, you know, as you're listening and seeing how much this whole, you know, talking about getting into conversations on Twitter, you know, and I'll pop in, but I'm not really in conversations. And I see that the way I'm playing my life now, all scattered and all over the place, and them watching me, is the way the social media is. And until I determine where, how to be connected, I'll still be all over the place. And it doesn't matter how I fit in or don't fit it in. It's just, in a way, doesn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also curious, you didn't end up in your four things, speak of me, which I know you do a lot, and for me, and I'd like to hear more what you say, again, it's like I have to remember to go on to the site. So I'm curious about what you have to say about that.
You have to remember to go where?
Have to actually go in and sign in. I mean, like Twitter and Facebook. Well, Twitter now I go in, but it's not as complicated to go into Twitter as to go into Ning.
Anywhere
to go in and search or whatever. Facebook, when there's a message, I get a message in my email box. And Twitter, I can look at quickly. It becomes a thing for me to go in to any of the Ning networks I'm in and figure out where I'm going and what conversations I'm getting in, et cetera.
Yeah. I'm going to share some of the strategies of how I do it.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you can be really, you can get really crazy with all this stuff, and you can be like an extension of your computer or an extension of your iPhone or your BlackBerry. I mean, it can be pretty crazy. It can be pretty crazy when you're actually with a human being in person and they're paying attention. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but, you know, they interrupt who they're with to answer their phone,
right,
to text, to, I'm like, hello, I'm like, there's something that jars within me when that happens. I'm like, whoa, you know? One thing is if something's urgent, but if that, like, becomes your mode where you're always fractured and you're always disconnected, I think that can be disruptive. Actually, I think that can be very disruptive energetically. So yeah, I'll share some of that stuff. So thank you, Sheila, so much. Yeah, we've only got one person on the webcast, and I'm wondering, Rose is on the webcast and on the line, so I don't have to worry too much about the webcast. Great. Okay, well, I'm going to keep this on Q&A, and I'll stop periodically for any questions or comments from folks. So strategies for how I use social media to create relationships. So the worst thing that you can do anywhere, and I don't think that folks like you are doing this, but the worst thing that you can do is say, hey, check out my new whatchamajigger and share it with other people. That is, like, not social media. Social media is about creating relationships. It is people to people. And if anything, it's more the feel of that movie Pay It Forward, where you're giving. It's more about the Suzanne Evans, you know, movement of help more people. It's like that. It's you helping other people 80% of the time, 90% of the time even. And then, you know, pointing people to how they can further come to know you, like 10 to 20% of the time. So it's all about it's about conversation versus sale. There's no sale going on. It's about relationship versus transaction. It's social media, which means other people are involved. And it is about serving others. It is about listening. It is about learning. It is about participating. And one of the things that I've done that was really an easy way to get social media was to model some people that I really liked. And one of the people that I modeled, who, I mean, I beyond like her, and is Ellen Britt. So if you're not following at Ellen Britt, you should. She is really masterful at being connective and conscious and always relating. And she's an extraordinary marketer, too. You know, she's very successful. And she knows how to talk about what she's doing, but she does that very little. Most of the time, she's connecting with other people. She's endorsing and retweeting. And I'm speaking specifically about Twitter in this context. So modeling is one of the biggest things that I do around social media. And what I do is I find the weave of connection. I find the resonance. I find the points of interest. And I invest the time in getting to know people. Now, if you've got 7,000 people following you, it's going to be really hard to know all those people. As a matter of fact, I think it's impossible. But I don't think it's impossible to hone in on people, and I do this periodically. The tool that I use for Twitter, and I'll talk a little bit about Twitter first, is TweetDeck. There's also an online application called Hootsuite, which is comparable in some ways in that it allows you to create groups. The only problem with Hootsuite, and that's online, And all of these, you use your Twitter ID, so it's not like you're creating new accounts, so that's great, thank goodness. The only problem with Hootsuite is that there's a limitation to the number of people that you can have in a group that I haven't found yet on TweetDeck. So TweetDeck is a really wonderful application. And the way that I use TweetDeck is this. I have a column, a group, for my at mentions, so at Adela Rubio, anytime anybody mentions me. Because you always want to respond. If somebody is speaking to you, and that's what they're doing when they're doing at in your name, they're speaking to you. They might be tweeting about you. They might be retweeting something of yours. So you always respond to tweets. I mean, I always respond to tweets. If somebody retweeted for me, I thank them for the retweet. And what I do is I have a separate column that I have for, like, folks that I want to follow who are ahead of the stream of me and who I admire and who I want to learn from and who I want to model. And so I want to see what they're up to. I want to see what they're talking about. I want to see how they're tweeting. I want to see what's going on with them. What are they up to? What programs do they have? I want to see who are retweeting them, who are their friends. And that's one really important column is, you know, like, who are you modeling? Who are you following? And these should be people. They don't always have to be people in your market. They could be just people that are just fantastic. Like, one of my favorite people to follow is Chris Brogan. He's extraordinary, at Chris Brogan. Another one is Seth Godin. Everything that Seth says, and he's a marketing expert, everything that Seth Godin says is just so everyday, everyman marketing. It's not marketing for corporations, even though it can be used for corporations, but it's for anyone who's in business to understand that being in business is all about being in relationship. And so it's just like, you know when you're dating, you're getting to know someone. Most of us wouldn't sleep with someone the first date, you know, wouldn't sleep with someone right away, right? We may not even, I'm the kind that I wouldn't even kiss right away. That's just me. But, you know, there's a natural progression of relating where you open up more and more and more, and you come to know one another. And so that's a lot of what social media is like, too. So you notice what people are saying, and you have a comment to make that adds to the conversation or points something out or is an insight or points to a quality about that person. And that means that you've got to take the time to spend some time on Google. Go to their websites. Check out their blogs. Comment on their blogs. I do that a lot. I comment on people's blogs that I've never known before, but I went up there and I checked out what they had and I liked it. And I, you know, and I commented on it. And it's really, really important that the comments that you make, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on Twitter, that it comes from a real place, that you bother to get to know the person some instead of just adding another number to your followers or your friends. That is, having numbers isn't useful. Being connected is. So that's really important. The other thing that I do is I address people by their name. Sometimes people have interesting Twitter handles. They don't have their name. So you actually have to find their name. So I will actually go and find out the person's name. In terms of following people, one of my favorite tools that I use for both Twitter and Facebook is that I actually go to Google, and what I'll do is I'll use a keyword. And if you haven't explored your keywords, that's a topic for another conversation. But your keywords are those words that if someone is looking for you or a service like yours, they're going to be typing that into Google. Right? That's a keyword, basically. So what I'll do is I'll type one of my keywords, and then I'll use and then Twitter or Facebook, and then I'll find them. And then I'll look at their website, and I'll find out something about them. And whether on Twitter I can just follow somebody, and that's usually the quickest way to get followers is to follow. So if you want to get followers, follow people. That's the quickest way. And for me, that's the best way because I want to find people that are aligned. But I also don't always have just people that are in my niche or in my marketing scheme. I like having some variety, and I like checking out folks who've got great blogs, folks who are really active on Twitter, and I follow those kinds of people. They're a lot of fun, and you learn a lot, and there's this cross-pollination that happens because you don't want to get insular with your work because many ideas, many inventions actually come from outside the field. This is historical. So it's good to have a mix of people that are nothing like you. So I don't necessarily go through and unfollow people that, you know, aren't into energy and aren't into consciousness or yoga. You know, it's I don't do that. It's nice to have a variety of different followers because a lot of times you are the opening for that person. They may not have encountered someone like you before, and you may be the opening for them to experience a new way of being. So it's the way we ripple, folks. So the other thing with Twitter that I find really helpful, too, is when there's a conversation, and there are conversations on Twitter, and some of these tools that I'll talk about a little later, and I don't use a lot of them, I only use a couple, are great for scheduling your tweets, and that's really wonderful as part of your marketing strategy. Like I have, I've written up 20 tweets for the Conscious Business Telesummit that starts next week, and I will put them out on Hootsuite and schedule them. But you can't only do scheduled tweets, guys. You got to have a conversation with people. And a lot of times it'll go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And guess what? You've got to be online for that to happen. You've got to be in there. And when you do that, sometimes to keep the thread of the conversation, you need to keep a little bit of the previous conversation. Otherwise, there's so many things coming up in your Twitter stream that the person may not understand or lose the thread of the conversation. That's one just tip, something that I realized in doing that. That's really helpful. So another thing that I would not invest in is automatic follows. I know that it builds your list, and I did it for a while. But I just don't think it's organic enough. It's like having a list of 10,000, but only 700 open up your email, right? I mean, it's all a matter of responsiveness, and the responsiveness is a result of your connection and relationship. And you're not going to be able to have a connection and a relationship with everybody. So guess what? It's just like making friends in school. I had a little trouble. I was very introverted when I was younger, and that was something challenging for me. And I didn't have a lot of friends when I was little because, you know, I wasn't willing to risk it. You know, today, I'm willing to risk it, that and so much more. So putting yourself out there doesn't do anything. Whether it lands with that person or not, the energy of the universe gets you. The energy of the universe knows that you're for real. You really want to build a tribe. You really want to get your work out, even if your work is not fully gelled yet. But you've got that spark. You've got some of the pieces, and you know there's something driving you that you know this is what you're here to do. And so it doesn't matter whether everyone responds to you or not. Just keep putting the energy out. Feel your own knowing. Tapping in constantly. I do that all the time. I'll go and I'll just, you know, intuitively, and I'll go to like a group of followers, let's say somebody that I really like, and I'll go to their followers and I'll put my mouse on a place and then I'll just click and see who that is. And then I'll see how I feel about that person. And if it is, I might go check them out. And I might follow them. So, That's one of the ways that I follow people. The other thing that I would not waste my time on, I'll tell you, I don't even look at my direct messages because it's spam. 9 times out of 10. In TweetDeck, I actually have a column. I have a group for DMs. But that's only because, you know, if there's somebody that does want to connect with me, you know, and is using DMs, I want to be able to see that. But I'll tell you, I just scroll. And it's important because sometimes people do DM me, they direct message me, and if I didn't have a column for that, I'd miss out. The other columns that I have in TweetDeck are for my clients because I want to see what they're up to and I want to support them and I want to retweet them and I want to have conversations with them if I can. And the other are my colleagues. Oh, and I have another one. I have one more column because I do a lot of joint ventures. So people that have invested in partnership with me, I definitely continue to invest in the relationship with them. So that's just an example of how I do it. And so for your own business, you have to see, you have to explore how it would make sense for you. In Twitter, I find that being able to organize your followers is really, really important. And the reason for that is that then it makes it easier to have a conversation. And a conversation doesn't mean you have to be on the computer all the time. It could be you're on for 5 or 10 minutes in the morning or 5 or 10 minutes at night. And that's what I'll do. I'll check in. Sometimes if I've got an event or stuff is going on, or if something's going on with a client of mine or something's going on with an event that I'm helping to promote, I might be in there a little bit more. But a lot of times I'll just, you know, check in the morning, I might check in the afternoon, and I might check in the evening. And right now that's because I have no personal life. And I'm all about getting my business out there. So I'm very, very focused. But those of you that have families that are feeling the energy to be more in life, and because I'll tell you that doesn't always happen. There will be times when I'm very scarce on Twitter and Facebook, where I'm feeling the pull of my own family or my own relationships or my children or something like that, and that takes priority. So the thing is to have some kind of consistency, but it's not religious. It's not dogmatic. There aren't any rules set in stone. It's dynamic, just like you are. And, you know, a reason or a season, you know, it's like that, too. And over time, your followers, they come to appreciate that when you are there and when you connect, you give quality content. Because that's what people want on Twitter and Facebook. Not only do they want good connection, great relationships, but they want to share the good stuff. You know, just like when you run into something really good, you know, some really great restaurant, and you want to share it with your friends, it's the same thing. When you find someone who's doing great work, you want to share it with people. And so that's a lot of what it is about, too. One of the things that I do, one of the strategies that I use on Twitter that I just adore, and a lot of my followers really, really like, too, and that gets me retweeted a lot, is that not when I'm leading a call, but when I'm a participant in an event, a call, like I'm an alumni of Teleseminar Secrets, Alex Mendocin's Teleseminar Secrets. So I'm on there, and I am tweeting the gems, the stuff that's rippling out of Alex. And Alex is like a, he's like a fire hose. He's got so much. When I was at Suzanne Evans' event, I was tweeting about the event the whole time. When I'm on Ellen's calls, I tweet the whole time. And it's wonderful because people really appreciate, you know, getting the content, getting a snippet of an idea that will move them, that will ripple them, because that's what I find really powerful about Twitter. It's great for idea creation for me. It's great for sparking me. It's great for keeping me motivated. It's great also to see what lands with clients potentially or with people. When people retweet something, I'm like, oh, okay, so that's a good topic. So that might be a good topic for me to do a class around or a course or a telesummit or an article. So it also lets you come to know what's hot and what's needed and what's relevant. So there's a lot. I mean, Twitter is not, it's so not about getting your stuff out there. And yet, when you use it in these other ways, your work gets out. You build your tribe. You know, I don't want to tell you, I'm getting listed. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. This is so cool. And I've gotten a lot of followers just because I'm actively connecting, I'm actively retweeting, I'm having conversations, and I'm giving content that's relevant to people. And so there is a way of writing for Twitter, but that's a whole other course. And I would say, just check out my tweets, and you'll see what I mean. So cool. One more thing on Twitter. I do clean out my list from time to time. I do get, you know, I do unfollow the porn stars. If I check your stream, and I don't do this all the time because I just don't have time, but I will go in there periodically and clean house, and I see that someone's following me, and I think that I had an auto follow on and that I automatically followed them. That's why I really am not happy about auto following. And I see that in their stream of tweets, that is all about, it's all push marketing. Buy this, you know, at home business, you know, whatever it is, SEO optimization, you know, you can tell because every single thing is a link. So if I see that every single thing is a link, unfollow. I am not interested in anyone with push energy. I'm not interested in anyone who is just about themselves. That's not interesting to me. And they might even have something good, but that's not interesting to me. I will look to see if there are conversations. And if I see that there are conversations, and I will look to see if all the links are theirs or someone else's. So those are some of the criteria that I use around followers. So I'm just going to take a moment to pause because I know I went there for a while. Oh, my gosh, and there's so much content here. I hope I can get through it all. So any questions, any comments? Star 7.
Yeah, Adela, it sounds like you have 6 columns in TweetDeck. Is that accurate? This is your techie person who's not up on that techie aspect of it.
Yeah, hold on. I'll tell you right now. I've got my at mentions. I've got the folks that I'm following. I've got my JVs. I've got my clients 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, I have another one for my group, SSWT.
Another one for your clients.
And I've got direct messages and colleagues. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7. But they're so easy to scan this way. For me, it's very easy.
I don't know how to set them up.
Oh, that's really easy. That's really easy.
You, I have to work at all this techie stuff. I'm not techie instant.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send like a how-to on that.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Adding groups. Thank you so much for letting me know about that. But really, TweetDeck is like a lifesaver.
No,
a lifesaver.
I have friends, direct messages, and replies.
Yeah. And TweetDeck has it built in that if you have a long URL, it shortens it.
No, that I know. That's why very often I'll go there rather than Twitter. Sometimes I'll just check in on the main Twitter homepage.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have URLs I want to tweet, I'll immediately go into TweetDeck.
Yeah.
Because TweetDeck takes a lot of space or drain sometimes, I'm told, and experience on computers.
Yeah, it can, and sometimes it's funky, you know, and sometimes it won't send the tweets, and, you know, for me, that's like, okay, break time.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
No, so I'll shut down and sometimes just quickly check in on Twitter.
Yeah.
But definitely we'll go to TweetDeck if I'm doing URLs. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, those groups are, like, extraordinary. So it's really wonderful. So any other questions around Twitter? I know I really raced through that. There's just so much there.
Do you want to briefly mention your Tweet Chat?
Oh, Tweet Chat? Oh, I love Tweet Chat. So if you are hosting an event or if you're attending an event and you're the person who's hosting the event is Twitter savvy, they will use TweetChat.com. And TweetChat.com is so wonderful because you have a hashtag, and a hashtag is when you're on Twitter, you see the pound sign, and then it might be some letters, or it might be, you know, like two words together. It might be, it's pretty brief. Like for my Conscious Business Telesummit, I did ##, which is the pound sign, Conscious Summit. And so it's wonderful. You go to tweetchat.com, and you type in the hashtag. So I would type in Conscious Summit. And every tweet that has the hashtag of Conscious Summit will show up there. So what happens is when you're live on a call, and like when I'm on Alex Mendosian's calls on Monday night and it's, you know, we're on for like 6 hours, you know, everybody, not only are we tweeting about what Alex is saying, but we're going back and forth and we can see each other's tweets. So it's like we can have conversations. So that's another way that you can be interactive and have conversations around a specific event. It also is really great because you'll actually show up as a trending topic on Twitter if you've got enough people, you know, tweeting using your hashtag. And this is another thing. When you do Google searches, Twitter gets indexed. So what that means is that Twitter information shows up under Google. So lots of times it may be difficult for your website to get top search engine ranking and be high up on the page in Google on a search term. But if you tweet with that search term, and I learned this from one of my online watering holes, a fabulous woman named Atlyn Terry, who's wonderful, an amazing, very generous, community-oriented expert extraordinaire, really, really knows a lot about internet marketing and affiliate marketing and a way of doing business that's extraordinary. She's got a very loyal following because she is amazing. So that is one of my watering holes. So it's really, you know, whether you want to do it or not, you know, if you want to be found, Twitter is a really good way to do it. It's really wonderful. So thank you. Thank you, Sheila, for mentioning that. I had forgotten to add that to my notes. So great. Any other questions? All right, well, I'm going to keep rolling. We're actually going to be, short on time. I may have to reschedule a second call because there's just a lot more stuff that I don't think I'm going to get through in a few minutes. 14 or 15 minutes. So let me move on to Facebook. How I find people on Facebook to friend. First of all, one of the best ways to get people to follow you is to make sure that in your signature line, right, in your signature line when you do email, in your signature line when you send out notices to your email list, in your signature line that you put in your social media links. That's really important. I've been getting a lot of followers like that. And if you've got a list, the other thing that's really important is ask people, you know, to friend you. Ask people to follow you. And then follow them back and start creating a relationship with people who are on your list. This is like a no-brainer, guys. This is how you can come to know who your tribe is. And that's one of the things that I have found so extraordinary. I actually have phone conversations with my tribe all the time. I invite people who take my courses to email me and to call me. I mean, there's just no better way to come to know what your tribe is all about, what they need. How can you serve them? So in order to build your online tribe, you have to know your online tribe. And so whatever... however many is your online tribe now, get into conversation with them. And so the social media allows you to do that. It would also allow you to bring new people into your tribe, but it will also create a real connection with your existing tribe, the people that are following you right now. And it could be 10 people on your mailing list, or it could be, you know, 10,000 on your mailing list. You know, I've got a mailing list of 10,000. I don't have, like, a connection with everyone on there, but I am always looking to connect and find out more. I have enough of a connection that over 550 people are attending my morning conscious energy shifts. And that speaks not only to the connection, but it speaks to that it's something that people want. So in order for you to really evolve your business to where it wants to be, you need to find out what your people want. And there's no better way than to be in relationship with them. So, in your signature line. Put them in your signature line. So on Facebook, when I'm actively looking for people to follow, you know that Facebook suggests people to you, which is kind of cool. Tells you, hey, this person has like 143 friends in common with you. You might want to check that person out. So I do that. I also go to fan pages of people that like I'm kind of lined up with, like one of my favorite people. And I did a higher ground leadership training with him when I was at Coachville, is Lance Secretan, who actually keynoted at one of the Coachville conferences. My God, talk about a heart-based, dynamic leader who was talking about love before it was very popular. And he's an extraordinary. He does leadership. That's all he does, leadership training. He does keynote speeches. I mean, he's an extraordinary man. And I found him. I don't know how I found him on Facebook. It occurred to me. You know, I think I saw somebody, and somebody's... in somebody's post on my page, I saw something about Lance Secretan. It might have been Jan Marie Dore. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Lance has a fan page. And I went right away, and I became a fan. And I found other people there that I knew or other people that I liked. And so I friended them. Another thing, of course, you can check out your friends' friends. That's something really popular, too. But I really like when it's connected around a movement or a theme that's aligned with what you're up to and who you are. So it doesn't only have to be your market, but it could be aligned around your essence. those qualities of your essence that someone else really embodies. Like, leadership is a very sweet calling to me. And it's not old-style leadership. It is about the servant leader, which is what Lance Secretan is all about. And so being around someone like him, his energy is beautiful, and so the people around him are going to be resonant. So, you know, of course people in Lance Secretan's are going to be like my kind of people. So that's how you can find folks, too. And whatever you do, please just don't click the button that's, you know, the automatic button without a message. Whatever you do, don't do that. I went through a while there where if anybody friended me like that, I wasn't responding. I was just like, I'm like, hello, duh. You know, like, you know, why do you want to connect with me? I'm not interested in numbers. A person like me is not interested in numbers. A person like me, and probably like you, is interested in a real connection. And so people who are conscious entrepreneurs like us have a different way of connecting. It's not about the numbers. It's about the richness. It's about the depth of the connection. It's about the authenticity of the connection. So be authentic. Find out who the person is. You don't have to, know their bio, but just skim. You know, just go to their website, get a feel for them. They might just have a really nice face, a great smile, But just say something personally to them when you ask them to be your friend. And say something about you. You know, a lot of times what I'll say is, I host conscious business telesummits, and I love what you're up to. I'd love to, connect and see if you might. Actually, I'll do even a pitch sometimes with people if it feels right, because I always check in. That's normally not what I do, but sometimes with a couple of people, one of my speakers, Eva Gregory, I did that with her. Now, Eva Gregory, we'd actually done a training together. We didn't really connect, but she'd been on the same class with me, and I'd seen her in coaching circles for years. So I felt like I knew her. And we had like 240-something friends in common because we're coaches. And so, and that felt right. And I did that. And actually, she's one of my speakers for this telesummit. So I get speakers through social media. And it's because of the quality of the connection. That's what we are all looking for, is the quality of the connection. So use that personal note. A couple of my pet peeves here. And again, you can use Google search with a name or a keyword and Facebook to find people on Facebook. One of the ways you can really like start weaving these things together, and I mentioned this earlier, is link up your blog to Facebook. All you're going to need is, I forget how many, I think it's 9 people or something like that, have to and kind of say, oh, yes, this is that person and this is her blog or his blog. That's all you need is 9 people. And most people will do that for you, So that's a really nice way to get, more connection. The notes feature is really nice, too. You can do that. You can send it selectively to friends or clients or colleagues. A word of caution about the mass invite to events. I will tell you that I just go to the right-hand corner. I'll scan real quickly, but sometimes, frankly, I don't have the patience. But I will just click the boxes for all the different types of events, and I'll just say remove. If you don't know me and you're promoting to me, I am so not interested. I am so not interested. And believe me, I'm a pretty open and caring and conscious person, and if I feel that way, I will tell you that many people feel that way. Many people feel that way. So one of the things that I would urge you to do is segment your friends. So you can create groups of friends, and you can put them in groups. Like you can put your family in one, you can put your colleagues in another, you can put your clients in another. You can put the Facebook friends that you really don't know. They friended you and they were friendly, but you may not really have a real connection yet. You can put them in another group. You know, and I know that this calls for some investment of time, but in order for this to really work for you, you've got to work it. And again, this may be something that, if you're in the beginning, this is easy to implement. If you've already got like 4,000 friends, I wouldn't go crazy. I'd just start implementing it from here on out. Even though there is, I think, a threshold of 5,000, and then you have to go for a fan page. So kudos to you if you've got 4,000. I would say don't go crazy with trying to fix anything. And I would say don't go crazy with everything that I'm saying. Just feel what feels right to you and do that. So I'm just sharing with you the things that have worked for me. So I'm going to take a brief pause here and see if there are any questions or comments, because I know I've been barreling through this content. Anybody? Star 7.
It's Sharon, Adela. How do you manage your time, or do you schedule in time when you're not in the middle of heavy-duty preparing for a course or something?
Nah.
Because all
I'm,
the research
I'm
and
not,
everything you're doing for adding friends,
yeah.
And I get lost in that, and so I don't do it.
Yeah. As I said, it's piecemeal for me, so I manage it piecemeal. I don't, you know, if somebody's sitting in the asking to be my friend, first of all, I don't have any notices coming into my inbox. That's the other thing. I don't have any notices coming in, none whatsoever. So I just periodically go up and check to see who wants to be my friend.
Now, do you go in there, like, daily or try to get in there daily?
Oh, no, yeah. As I said, right now when I'm in the groove, and I've got an event, I actually check three times a day. I'll check in the morning, I'll check sometime around midday, and I'll check at night if there's a lot of activity going on. And the other thing is that I don't get religious about any of this. Really, I just check in energetically, and I'll just feel, okay, I'm going to go check. I've got things in my schedule, and the things in my schedule are appointments like prospective speakers, clients, courses, telesummits, things like that, you know, doctor's appointments for my parents. But I do not have like a schedule that says, okay, it's Marketing Monday. I don't do that. I just can't do that, you know. I have a plan and I work it fluidly. You know, I kind of have overarching themes with how I work, and that's what works for me. Now, I'm not a rigid person. I need a lot of movement. I need a lot of flexibility in my schedule. I leave buckets of space unless I've got a telesummit. And I'll tell you that a lot of that is by design because I work extraordinarily well when I've got an event. I mean, literally, I did last night from like 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, I did the opt-in page, the offer letter, two autoresponders on each, AWeber, and then for my products. I created two products. I did the promo email. I did a short promo email. I did 20 tweets, and I did a little newsletter blurb, which I'm going to share with all my affiliates. Plus, I've been adding affiliates. All the folks that are speaking for me, I add them as affiliates and create a mass affiliate for them. So I work. See, that's part of knowing how your essence is and how you are. I work really well in an intense time frame, and I get so much done. And so then, and when I'm not on a mode of doing a project or an event, I leave lots of space, and it may seem like I'll be on Facebook, I'll be answering emails, I'll be talking with people in my community, and it may seem like it's not a productive time, but let me tell you, all of those things build. So don't think it's got to be traditional marketing. It's whatever works for you. And a lot. What I'm asking you to do, what I'm urging you to do, is explore what that is for you. Check in. See where your energy flows. It isn't about the rules or the steps, even though I've shared a lot of information today. But it is more about finding your rhythm and knowing that none of these things are in stone, and that creating relationships is a living thing. And so these are just tools that we use, you know, to connect and to build a tribe. But mostly building the tribe is a consequence, is a result of creating the connection. And so the most important thing is find out how you delight in connecting. What are the ways? I mean, Twitter may not be the thing for you. You know, you may want to do an audio and put it out there on, you know, on Facebook or a video, or you may want to call people and talk to them. There's just so many ways that you can be your business and find out how it is that you can be your work in the world. And social media is one of them, and it's a powerful tool, but it's not the only one. And I didn't get to talk about a few things that I'd like to cover, so what I'll do is I'll schedule a second call, maybe a briefer call, if folks would like me to. I was going to cover LinkedIn, because we're about to get cut off. So let me just briefly just say about LinkedIn. No, I don't want to do it because I can't do it justice, so I won't. So this is what I'll do. I'll do another call and give you a chance to go out there and play. Maybe pick one or two of the things that I said today, maybe something like hit, and go and play with that. I want to cover LinkedIn. I want to talk about blogs. I wanted to share a couple of my elite online watering holes where there are just two extraordinary communities. I mentioned a couple of the cool Twitter tools, Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE.com. And I will send this in an email. Social Oomph is another one. And TweetDeck, those are the three that I really use. Hopefully this can get you started. I wanted to take a couple of check-ins just to hear some feedback from folks, how this went for you, what you're taking away. Who would like to check in? Star 7.
Hello, Adela.
Okay, there's two people there. Who was the first one?
I said Vera, but I don't know if I was the first one.
Okay, Vera, well, you go, because you spoke up, and then the second person
Vera.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that I have few things that are difficult for me. For example, I don't know how to get a fan page, how to get things like how to get on a fan page, or what are they really for. And then I wanted to ask about social OMS, too, that I don't know why do you use or what is good about that and how do we get, you know, how can we connect with it. Well, this is for probably the next class or something.
Yeah, I didn't. There's a lot to cover here. Originally, I was going to do two classes, and then I thought, silly me, that I could cover it in 1.5 hours, but I can't.
How do I get a what is a fan page, and how do I get to be in one?
Are you talking about joining one or creating one?
Joining one, for example, the other day I was in a page of a friend. I would like to be a fan of this person, and I didn't know what to do to get to be. The person says, be my fan, but I don't know what to do.
Usually, when someone says be your fan, there's usually a button that you click on that says become a fan.
Yeah, there wasn't. That's why.
Well, I'm not really sure what happened in that circumstance, but that's usually how it works. And if in that, you can also search and look for the page. And these things are really hard if we're not doing like a webinar. I mean, Vera, I can cover that with you. I mean, if you've got a specific question, email me, and then I'll try to help you through it. So that's what I can do.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And the tools, I'll share a little bit more about them in the next call. It's 5:30, so if you're on the webcast, I think you get knocked off. I don't know if I get knocked off on the...
Thank you. No, that's what I understand.
Okay, great. No, I'm just seeing that it's 5:30, so I want to make sure that we don't get knocked off the bridge line, but hopefully we won't be.
Thank you.
Who else was right behind Vera?
That was me, Adela. It's Mary Claiborne. I'm really enjoying this, and I love Twitter. That's my favorite, too, and I love TweetDeck. I haven't done a whole lot with the tweet chat, and I'm just learning. So this is very helpful. You gave a lot of good hints.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you,
Mary. Hope you'll be my friend on Facebook. I'll friend you.
Absolutely. Anybody who wants to be my friend, if you're in my community, of course, let me know, really, just let me know you're from the class or from, just let me know who you are. And I'm happy. I mean, if you let me know who you are, I say yes. It's easy to be my friend. I'm easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's been very helpful.
Thank you, Mary. Anybody else?
This is John.
Hey, John.
This is a tremendous amount of information. You're right. Absorbing it all, just speaking it all took a lot, let alone absorbing it all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So don't worry about it. It'll all be in the transcript, and I'll have another call because I really do want – blogs are huge, and there's lots of tips that I want to give you around blogs too. So I'm going to schedule another call.
Cool.
Yeah, I think a blog really, to me, that's the way. You know, in some of these, Ellen calls it the trifecta, you know. I think it was the blog and Twitter and I don't know if it was Facebook that she mentioned. But it's really, really, really powerful to work with your blog and Twitter or Facebook. It's to me, it's the most powerful because it continues to build a relationship because people read your writing or they see your videos or they hear your audios, and they're getting to experience you again and again. So I'll cover that in the next call. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I hear TweetDeck in the back chirping. Star 7?
Okay, Adela, how is this going to vary from what you're going to be covering in the interview you're going to have next week on one of the on Pam Bruner's series?
How is this going to differ?
Yeah, I mean, are you going to be doing a different kind of thing or pretty much?
No, it's not the same kind of thing. And I'm just touching on, I'm doing a lot less on that call actually around this. I'm just going over a couple of things. No, actually, I think this is a bonus for that. I don't think I'm covering social media at all in that call.
Oh, I thought it was social media. Okay.
No, social media is the bonus. This, I'm actually using this as a bonus. So that here's
okay.
A tip right there. Look, I'm using a bonus that I created for the Conscious Business Telesummit as a bonus. I haven't sold this, but I'm using it as a bonus for the event.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else before we sign off? I know it's been a long time. It's an hour and a half, and everyone is ready to do something else. Any last check-ins?
This is Sharon. I just wanted to give you a great thank you and a tremendous hug.
Oh, thank you so much, darling.
Well, that's one of your 10 today, huh?
Anybody else checking in? I thought I heard a second person.
Did you get my hug?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was overlapping someone. Thank you very much, Adela, and I look forward to the next call.
Thank you. I appreciate
what you're doing.
Thank you so much. All righty, so anybody have any questions, Adela at AdelaRubio.com, please friend me. I'll friend you back. And we can continue, you know, supporting one another, tweeting and commenting on Facebook. And I'm very much an interactive type. I like to comment and retweet, so I really enjoy that. So thank you, everyone, for being here, and I will send you an email with the date of the next call. It's probably going to be a bit from now because I'm launching a telesummit next week. So, or I may do it next week early. So we'll see. Watch your inbox for an email from me. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.